If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3355. Yeah, that sounds about right. So we're continuing a series of looks at the short stories in the From a Certain Point of View compilation celebrating 40 years of Return of the Jedi. Today we're going to focus on the story that features Max Rebo. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're continuing our series of looks at the 40 short stories in the From a Certain Point of View story collection from Return of the Jedi. Today we're going to be looking at Fancy Man, which is the story featuring Max Rebo by Phil Shostak of Lucasfilm. You probably are familiar with him from all of the art of books, like that tends to be where we see his name being referenced in things, but yeah, he's actually got a fiction story here. And I have to say, this one is an unusual one in the sense that most of the story actually does not take place during Return of the Jedi. Whereas, you know, the story we talked about yesterday, Any Work Worth Doing, was pretty much contained within the bounds of Return of the Jedi. And I don't think I actually said this outright yesterday, but it basically starts from when Darth Vader arrives on the second Death Star at the very beginning of the movie and ends as the Emperor arrives on the second Death Star in the middle of the movie. Most of Phil Shostak's story, however, takes place in the past, and it involves a dream that Max Rebo has about a particular musical piece that is unlike the types of musical pieces that he has generally played, and it turns out to be the musical piece that ends up saving his life. Or at least that's what we're given to believe, because he and the band have made Jabba very angry, and Jabba's hand is hovering over a button that we all kind of recognize as the triggering mechanism to drop him down into the Rancor pit, but ultimately it doesn't happen. And this is a galactic funk piece, by the way, which is different from the type of music that Max Rebo is described as normally playing, which is called Jatz, J-A-T-Z, in the story. And it's really kind of a funny thing, because there's a moment in the story where Jatz is explained a little bit as one of the more popular forms of music in the galaxy, and it's also known by other names that are in some cases less palatable, and that is a really kind of deep cut wink at things, which, you know, I'm gonna say this, and this is a generally a family-friendly podcast, so if you need to skip ahead 15 seconds, well, you're gonna hit that skip button now. All right, we're counting. So George Lucas named that kind of music jizz, which has an ejaculatory reference to it. And so, yeah, now he's sort of renaming it in this story and giving it some imprimatur of respectability, basically. That's the type of music that the Bith Band also was playing in the cantina in the original Star Wars, aka in New Hope. And there's actually a reference to some unfortunate incident with Bith players that leads to Rebo and his band getting the contract and the residency at Jabba's palace. There's also a reference to the band picking up another co-lead singer by the name of Joe Yauza, and a reference to the idea of, like, yeah, they're not sure where he came from or how he, you know, suddenly got to be part of the band. And that also is kind of a wink and a nod to the special edition of Return of the Jedi, because of course Joe Yauza was not part of the band in the original edition and was only added for the revised musical number that they dropped into the special edition of Return of the Jedi. And as I said earlier, most of the story takes place in the past, and a good chunk of it involves a, you know, very well-written goofy chase scene where a bunch of Gungans are trying to move Max Rebo's organ and things go awry, as they tend to do when Gungans are around. But as far as what actually happens with Max Rebo during the events of Return of the Jedi, well, we're briefly brought onto the sail barge and all the chaos that happens there. And Max Rebo, we find out, is thrown clear in secondary explosions and survives the situation. And it turns out that he ends up showing up in one of the other stories. And so we'll hear a little bit more about his survival later on. But Joe Yauza also gets a nod during that sequence as well, because he takes the last speeder, and rather than helping Max Rebo off the sail barge, he gives Max a rude gesture and takes off himself. So yeah, Joe Yauza, yeah, bad news. So that's pretty much all the stuff that I thought was worth highlighting in Fancy Man here for you, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.